Blog Talk Radio.
Host Mary Brown, and I'm coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. And joining me is my fabulous, amazing co-host, Dax Carlisle, coming from Tucson, Arizona. Dax, are you there?
I am here, and it's a beautiful day. We've had some rainy days here in Tucson, but now it's all sunny and let's see, 70-something degrees.
Yeah, it's a nice day here in Amarillo, too. Kind of great to have, these kind of cool days like that that aren't too cold in the middle of winter. So, are we excited? I'm excited. This is we had our premiere last weekend, bringing back Tarot Today radio show, and here we are off to the races already. And today we're going to be doing New Year's readings. So anybody who wants a look at the new year of 2020, it's the roaring 20s, and we're going to be using a spread that Dax designed, and this is like we're doing kind of a shortened version of it today, right? Kind of an easy three-card spread version that you can try at home, too, with your own tarot decks if you have them.
Yeah, and you can actually look at the spread. I did an article on it on thetarotguild.com. And also, wait, I'm trying to bring it up now. So what you do is you go to thetarotguild.com. And in the search bar at the top, you type in New Year's Tarot Spread. New Year's Tarot Spread. And that's going to bring up six results. And the ones we're looking for is, okay, the very first one is from our video section. And that's the actual show, the New Year's Tarot Spread show that we did. It was, I think, the last show of 2019 that you and I did together. And also...
Yeah.
There's an article, too. So under videos, it's the New Year's Tarot Spread. Under articles, it's the Tarot Spread, a Tarot Spread for the New Year. And I'm going to open that up right now and refresh my own memory. it's been a while. Yeah. And so those of you that want to try out this spread, it's all given to you here. And of course, if you listen to the radio show, we talk about how to do this spread. But I thought, hey, we don't have time to do the whole spread, but we could take part of it. And my favorite line here, because it's like a pyramid, and we've got the a card for each of the four quarters of the year at the bottom, and then another line, and then another line, and then a card at the top. And it's in a pyramid shape there. And the second line of cards is something to look forward to, something to focus on, something to look out for. And I thought if we just take that part, we'd have enough time on the radio shows. we'd have enough time to do a New Year's reading.
And I have a confession to make. Can I make a quick confession? You know, don't tell anybody. Oh, I forgot. We're on the air. But you know what I did? I was looking at those three positions, and I love the New Year's spread. It is so cool. I've done it even for a couple friends of mine since you put it out there, and they love it too. But, like, with just the three cards, I have to do with this. Like, this is just me. I kind of, you know, adjusted, made my own, like, adjustment. And that was, I'm doing in the first card I'm pulling is today is going to be something to look out for, and then something to focus on, and then something to look forward to. Because to me, it was sort of like matching up kind of like the past, present, future. And I thought something to look out for, like watch your back, like look behind you. So I wanted to put that kind of behind, you know, in on the left side, and something to focus on. I'm like, what's right in front of you? You know, I'm like, okay, you know, put that in the middle. That's like kind of the present, and then something to look forward to seems like the future to me. So that's what I did. I hope you don't mind, you know, but I had to do it just to feel like comfortable. Isn't that weird? You have to admit it's a little weird. Are you still there?
I'm trying to do things in the background here, so I have my mic muted, and then I just started talking, and I thought you were hearing me, but you weren't. Anyway, so what I was saying is that you know, everybody has their own take on things, and I told people, you know, try this out, see how it works and everything like that. I mean, you know, I personally, I don't get what you just did. You know, it makes no sense to
right.
me, but that's me. You know, you got to
yeah.
do whatever. To me, it makes no difference whether you put the card first or last, because it's not meant to be a past, present, future right there. But you know, if that works for you, then do it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought, you know, and I thought it was so funny because it's like none of that ever occurred to me. I never even felt or thought that way. You know, I just loved the whole spread the way it was. But when you said we're doing, you know, break it down to like the three card spread, I was like, I got to switch it around. Oh, no, I've got to do it. And now it's like I feel, you know, because isn't that what it's about, right? Being a reader, it's like you need to feel comfortable with what you're doing. You know, and I always tell people if they don't feel comfortable with like something classic, you know, and proven like the Celtic cross, you know, or whatever, or your spread or anybody's spread, you got to kind of make it your own so you can feel that connection. So you can feel comfortable doing
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Like I could never stand the Celtic cross. I just couldn't, you know, and there's books, you know, because I've been looking for the radio show. We're always looking for guests and authors to interview and stuff, and I've seen books that are like literally haven't even been published yet. They're about to be published this year, where one of them had some reference to, you know, the ancient Celtic cross, and I'm like, no, it's not ancient. You know, I mean, the first time it was mentioned, it was you know, Arthur Waite in 1910. You know, it was already the 20th century. You know, it's not ancient, folks. You know, it drives me insane. And I never liked the layout. You know, like, I love the mini cross.
Yeah.
I use that for many different things. In fact, next Friday, we're doing the cross of manifestation because by request, because some of our listeners on the Friday show asked Rose and I about the steps to the law of attraction, to manifestation, because it's the New Year's and we're talking about SMART goals, we're talking about setting goals, resolutions, you know, how to manifest things this year. So by popular request, they wanted us to do that. So we're going to talk about the four steps to manifestation and do that via the cross of the tarot cross of manifestation, which is actually a mini cross, just like you find in the Celtic cross, but very, very early on, I could not stand that spread. And so what I did was I took the cards, you know, from the staff and shoved them into the cross and created a matrix with three layers of three cards. And so, I called it Tarot Squared. And that's my version of the Celtic cross. It's called Tarot Squared. I came up with that. It was like the early 2000s, I think. It was right around the beginning of the Tarot Guild. So 2004 is when I came up with Tarot Squared. Yeah. But it just goes to show you, you know, I mean, you got to work with spreads and, you know, alter them or, you know, just work with them how it's going to work for you. You know,
Totally. Yeah, and another thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, you want to? Just wanted to mention that I'm also going to be. I did this wonderful. I had such a great time yesterday giving a talk here locally in Amarillo on crystals, and so I'm going to be pulling a crystal for everyone to work with in the new year as well today, because I've got crystal powered today. Got my crystals on. But yeah, what is the phone number where everybody can call in to get these great readings? I don't have it in front of me. I don't have it memorized.
Well, it's 714-816-4628. No, the reason why I thought about that actually was because I'm seeing Sharona and Maria and people in the chat room actually. And it dawned on me, oh, we never told people that they can join us in the chat room on the Tarot Guild site. We have a brand new social networking website. It's great. It has all the features of the big social media sites like Facebook, but it's all tarot all the time. And you can go over to thetarotguild.com, and at the top of any page, you can click on chat in the nav bar on the right, or you can just type in thetarotguild.com/chat and jump into the chat room there. And I'm saying hi to Sharona and Maria, and you can ask questions in the chat room. You can ask for a mini reading, you know, and chat with us right there live during the radio shows. Friday and Saturday, we use the Tarot Guild chat room because those shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, which, you know, is the organization for tarot lovers, students, and professionals since 2004. Ah. Oh, my God. We're in our 16th year. 16th year. Wild. Let's give that phone number out again, too. Give us a call at 714-816-4628. We're going to give a quick, you know, mini version of the New Year's reading to everybody that calls in. But you can still ask your questions. Also, Mary, in the green room, you said something about the crystal, a new crystal for them to focus on for the year.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to be pulling a crystal for each of our callers as well. So giving you a stone, a crystal to work with in the new year as well, and see how that, you know, because that's the thing about crystals. It's like, you know, you have to spend some time with them. An old key, a crystal to carry around, have in your pocket, meditate with, maybe even sleep with if you're like me. I sleep with just usually one crystal at a time. You know, I'm not a, you know, that wayward of a gal, really.
You're not an orgy crystal sleeper, okay.
Right. Not unless
you only do one
sports,
crystal,
baby.
You sleep with one crystal at a time. You don't sleep with like 10 at a time there. Okay, we know now. Yeah, and Perry thanks you for that. Perry thanks you for that, by the way.
Right. Oh, my. We have fun, don't we?
Oh, but it's going to be so much fun, so much fun. Hey, I wanted to say I got the card of the day. It's the Fool card, you know. Time to take that leap, folks. Time to take that leap, and the date reduces to a 3, creativity, communication. That's what you should be working on today. And the day is the 25th, so 2 + 5 = 7. That's the highest spiritual number, the number of the natural detective. And it all blends together there, taking that leap and working on creativity, communication there. Okay.
Awesome. And I pulled an angel card of the day for everyone, too. Mm-hmm. And the angel I got was the angel of power. It's talking about your personal power. Make sure that you're doing things today that help you to feel like you're using your personal power and you are empowered. And don't let anyone take your power away. We like to say that. And also, I do post a card of the day on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. If you guys haven't joined that, you can find it easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook, or you can look for it on Facebook, Psychic Talk Radio. We have a page in the group. Like the page and join the group.
Awesome sauce. And come join us on the Tarot Guild site. We just launched it officially a week ago or so, 2 weeks, something like that. I can't remember. And I think it was a week ago. That's what I want to say. And there's already 103 people on the new website. 103.
Awesome.
So, and it's free to join, thetarotguild.com. Come over and join there. Now, remember, you can call in. You can ask us questions, too. You know, if you're curious, if you have a burning question about tarot or numerology or Reiki or EFT or crystals, angels, hypnosis, psychic development, you know, whatever your questions are, we've pretty, you know, we got it all covered between Mary and I. And you can also call in for a mini reading. Of course, we're going to do the New Year's reading, and then Mary's going to do you know, pull a crystal for you as well. And then, you know, you can either just take that, you know, or if you actually have, you know, another question, we could pull some more cards. Right, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
we don't mind.
So yeah. So let's see who's out there. Been waiting the longest. We take the calls in the order that they come in. The switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. So if you're thinking of calling in, you better do it right now. 714-816-4628. 205 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Area code 205.
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. How are you two?
Hi, Patricia.
Hey.
Happy
Doing
New
good.
Year. Happy New Year. Thank you. I would like a New Year, a Happy New Year read, please.
Okay. We're going to do that. Hang on just a second here. My cards are kind of, they're not doing what I want them to do. I hate that. Okay. We're shuffling here. We're shuffling. All righty.
Okay.
What do we have here? Something to look forward to. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, because I like starting out with that one that because it's, you know, something positive right away, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
And what it's talking about is, Patricia, you're going to be able to become more decisive this year. You're going to be able to finally hone in on that one thing, make decisions, have penetrating insight and curiosity this year. That's what you have to look forward to, is that
that kind of
energy. And what should you focus on? You should focus on insights and strategy. Taking advantage of, you know, what comes your way in a
mm-hmm.
very strategic way. Look for the insights and trying to think of what else here. It's all about thoughts and ideas. There might be a few things that you have to leave on the back burner. Okay, but you can come
mm-hmm.
back to them later. You know,
okay.
It's especially with that first card when we were talking about something to look forward to, and that's being decisive. That means, you know, not having a bunch of ideas, but focusing in on one idea. And then,
mm-hmm.
Let's see, what to look out for here. Okay, so I'm getting the Strength card for that. And that's a card about strength and courage and conviction, dynamism, self-control. So because this is what to look out for, it would be the opposite of those things. It would be to watch out for your self-control and to have courage and to have strength. Be careful of situations where you're giving up that strength and giving up your conviction, giving up your resolve. It's all about having resolve and be on the lookout for that this year. If that comes up where you feel like you don't have the strength or the courage or the resolve to do something, that's what we're talking about here. You're going to see that come up, and it'll remind you that you can do it, that you can have your strength and resolve. So there you go. That's the New Year's part of that. And Mary's got the crystal for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi. The crystal I have for you is Aqua Aura Quartz. Now, these are really beautiful. They've got this beautiful bright blue color to them. But the color blue on them isn't natural. It's done. It's created through a specialized process where they bond gold to the outside, and it creates this beautiful iridescent blue kind of sheen to it. And it's a great crystal. You can find it almost in every metaphysical shop, pretty affordable. And the message that comes with it is about releasing cynicism and releasing the worries and opening ourselves up to the magic that's everywhere. It's saying that, you know, there's a lot going on around us every day. It's so unlikely that we even exist, to think that, everything that we have around us, sometimes we miss it. And so this is a year to work with Aqua Aura Quartz and open ourselves up to the magic around us.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
And thanks for calling, Patricia. Do you have any other questions, or is that covering what you wanted to get?
Do you see anything surrounding love for me?
Take a look here.
Just want to say real quick, what's kind of funny about Aqua Aura Quartz when it comes to love is about finding love in unexpected places. So again, it kind of, it's like when we least expect it, we're just going to the grocery store and we bump into somebody, those kind of things. It kind of ties into that, the magic around us. So that's at least, the love message from the crystal.
Okay.
Well, it looks really positive. I mean, we got the Nine of Cups, which is literally the wish come true card, right next to the Ace of Cups, which is new love coming in, and right next to the Eight of Wands, which is happening fast. It can happen really, really fast. So there is that potential for it to come in. However, the Fool shows up, which was the card of the day. And it's saying that it requires a leap of faith, and it's right next to the Hanged Man, which is a card, it can be a card of delay, but in this case, I don't think so, because we already got the Eight of Wands saying that this can happen quickly. But the caveat is you need to take a leap of faith, and another aspect of the Hanged Man is thinking outside the box. So, in other words, you need to take a leap of faith and do something that you don't normally do for this to happen, for you to meet this person.
Okay.
I don't think you've met them yet. Okay. And so what it's saying is, it's like Einstein's quote. I said that on the radio show yesterday, and I end up having to say this on nearly every single radio show, okay, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's the famous Einstein quote. Yes, you know, if you're looking for the job and it's not working, if you're looking to meet someone or to start dating or what have you, and you're doing what you normally do and it's not working, guess what? You got to do something different. You know,
right?
So that's what the Fool card and the Hangman are talking about. And as soon as you do that, it can happen really fast, because the cards are there that indicate it's ready to happen with the Ace of Cups and the Knight of Cups, and it can happen really quickly with the Eight of Wands. So
try that out
and let us know, Patricia. Thanks for the call.
I will. Thank you so much for the read. I would like to remain on the line. Many blessings to you both. Thank you.
Many blessings.
All right, we'll
to
put you.
You
back.
Thanks.
We'll put you back
oh
on
my
hold
gosh.
There.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted
gosh.
To say.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one of us go. Okay.
Okay,
we have
yeah,
to,
I just wanted to say really quickly that blew my mind when the Fool card came up, because what did I just say? Finding love in unexpected ways, unexpected places. And the Fool to me
exactly.
is like, you don't expect it, and it happens.
And it was the card of the day. It was the card of the day. It,
wow.
It requires taking a leap of faith, doing something that you don't normally do, thinking outside of the box, you know?
Yeah.
And absolutely. It's exciting stuff, you know, and Patricia wanted to go back on the hold because she wants to listen to the rest of the show. And I got to say, you know, we have the callers and they have their questions, but, you know, a lot of the information that comes out is good for everybody, not just that particular caller. Like on yesterday's show, Dr. Rose and I gave out amazing information on SMART goals and you know, setting goals and things like that. And it was almost every call with the callers after we did the topic that, you know, there was a nugget of information in like every call for everybody listening to the show, not just that particular caller. I just wanted to throw that out there. Patricia reminded me of it when she said she wanted to go back on hold and listen to the rest of the show. Okay, so we're going to go to looks like the Bay Area, 415. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? Hello, 415, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, dear. Hi, what's your name?
Yeah. Hear me?
You sound real distant. Get closer to the microphone. If you're on a speakerphone, turn off the speakerphone and get right onto the headset there, because we can barely hear you.
Okay, I didn't even hear you unmute me, which was...
Yeah.
Hear me okay now? Sure.
Yeah, it's very echoey, but we'll see if we can muddle through here. Okay, so what's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
And your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So Mary, do you want to do... before you go into your question, Jessica, we're doing a New Year's reading right off the bat and a crystal for you for every caller before we get to your question. So I want... Mary,
Yeah.
Do you want to pull three
I'm
cards
ready.
For Jessica, or do you want me to do it? What's
I
going
got
on
it.
Here? Okay,
what
good,
are we
thanks.
Doing? Okay, Jessica, let's see for your New Year's spread. I'm going to start with something to look out for in 2020, something to focus on, and something to look forward to. Okay, so when it comes to something to look out for, this really isn't bad. I think it's kind of something that's inevitable, and it's the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune speaks about change. So this could be a year of changes for you. You know, changes coming up in 2020 that you just have to kind of you know, as much as we anybody can prepare themselves for changes ahead, you know, that is what to kind of keep an eye out for, what to look out for. And then moving on to what you should focus on, this is kind of interesting. It's the Seven of Wands. So the Seven of Wands to me has kind of a, it's really a great card because it's like when you're got the higher ground, right? You're, you know, defensive strategy is a card of protection, but the good news is like you can handle what's going to be coming your way in 2020. You know, I just feel like, you know, with this position of like this is what to focus on, you gotta kind of look sharp and stand your ground. You know, stand up for your values, stand up for what thing, you know, things that have meaning for you. You know, have some courage. And then this is really interesting, what you can look forward to in 2020 is the Page of Swords. And so pages are interesting. You know, sometimes they connect to communication. For me in particular, you know, the Page of Swords is a card of the intellect, of the mind, of learning new things. The only thing I would say is, like, be careful not to overanalyze and kind of keep that sort of fresh perspective of the Page of Swords where you really – you know, want to learn something new. You want to find out about it and let it, you know, even inspire you. So that's what I get for your New Year's reading. And the crystal that comes up for you is Lemurian Quartz, which is really a terrific crystal. It's easy to find. You can go to any crystal shop or metaphysical shop or even online, you can find them. And it's terrific for healing and meditation work. And it also helps when it comes to removing any type of energy blockages. You know, so if you feel like, you know, at some point in 2020 that, you know, you feel like your energy is like a little bit blocked, or even in one of your chakras, you feel like the energy is blocked, you know, work with Lemurian Quartz. It's also a great quartz for helping enhance our vision in the way that we can, you know, kind of start thinking about the bigger picture. So that's what I have for you. I hope that's helpful to you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Hanging on.
Oh, okay. I am going through, well, I seem to notice this little pattern that I have like several days a week or more that are really going great, and I'm really focused on my big vision like you were talking about. And then relationship, like new business, some work out of the relationship will go south. And I have some trouble, I guess, pulling myself out of that because then it makes my dreams feel more distant. Like I sort of get really, I don't know, I just feel upset that here's another relationship that's not working out. So, or the way that I wanted it to work out, you know, or thought. So just anything that comes up around that, I'm just having trouble distancing myself or like detaching, I guess, from this.
So you want to know about like kind of, you know, what can I do to not, you know, have the ball drop, basically, right?
I'm just done with those types of relationships. I don't like it. It's like people being flaky or unavailable or, you know, just not giving a rat's ass or, you know, making promises of who they are but not following through.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You know, I did pull a few cards on this for you, you know, and yeah, you are done with it, you know, and, you know, all these cards, like almost all the cards that come up are swords cards. And so it's all about our mental processes. And so it's talking about our mindset here. Ten of Swords is overlooking it. And it really is like the card when we're done, we're ready to end this cycle that has just been frustrating, that has been hurtful. We have the Three of Swords and we have the Eight of Swords that come up here. And the last Swords card that comes up is the Two of Swords. And that's like when, you know, we're like Switzerland. We're going to be neutral. We're not going to, you know, get we're not going to go down the rabbit hole that, you know, people like that want to take us on sometimes, where we get all excited, we get all invested, and then it's like, hey, where are you? And with that attitude, which you're already, you know, you can feel it, you're already kind of embodying that, you've decided you've had enough with that, change your mind, change your life. You know, it's a cliche saying we hear a lot, but man, there's some truth to it. And the last card that comes up is the Four Wands, where the Four Wands is like, okay, now we're going to have this year, 2020, when it comes to our relationships, you are going to, like, lay a good foundation for them. And, you know, it's a card of stability. So it's really the opposite of, you know, people dropping the ball on us. The Four Wands also is a card of celebration. And it's a card of committed love, you know. So I think that this is going to be a better year for you. And I think so much of it has to do with, like, you finally putting your foot down, you know. And it's funny to say that, but, you know, it's weird when our energy changes, when we make those kind of decisions, the universe responds. Life seems to, like, then follow our lead. So I think this is going to be a better year for you when it comes to relationships, and I think you're the one making it happen.
Okay. Yeah, because I, you know, thought that I had cleared up energy around that, and then I attracted this new girl who did the same thing, and it's like, you know, you kind of start questioning, like, oh my God, you know, like, what's wrong with me?
I picked it.
Yeah.
I thought I fixed it, you know, and I'll tell you, that happens. That kind of thing has happened to me too, not with relationships, but with other things where I think, oh, okay, I've dealt with it. I'm done. You know, I've made my choice. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then it happens again, and it's like kind of like a test. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm really done with the universe. I'm really done, okay? You know? So I wouldn't feel too discouraged about that experience, okay?
Okay.
I feel like it's, like, made you, like, even, you know, more resolved, you know? And that's a good thing.
It was interesting because I was going through the different phases of, like, I'm not, like, how you said, I'm going to be like Switzerland to not even engage, because a part of me was like, well, you should say something to the girl. And I was like, no, I've already done that with past relationships. That doesn't make a difference. Or, like, maybe I should block her on Facebook. But it's like, that's still anger. Like, just let it go. Just stop and let it go. That's it. Don't reply. Or maybe when she does reach out, she just feel like, I'm not doing this anymore. And that's it. Like, just release the energy.
Yeah. And
okay,
you know,
thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah. Bright blessings.
Okay. Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
So we got someone in the chat room. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Why don't we take the address the chat room?
That's what I was
Julia
already doing. Yeah. That's
right. Mike, speak alike.
Yep. I was already going there. See, that's why I had you take care of that question from Jessica, because I had already pulled cards and had them out and didn't want to have to pull more cards, you know, because I already have everything set for Julia in the chat room here.
Awesome.
You know, and she asked for a New Year's, you know, the New Year's part of the reading, but she also has a question she wants to ask about a new committed love relationship coming in. She's single right now. So what am I getting for the New Year's? Something to look forward to. You can look forward to your finances are actually going to pick up, Julia. You're going to be able to, you know, balance things and have more harmony and balance in all the areas of your life. In fact, that's also the focus. So something to focus on is to focus on that, where you want to create balance and harmony in all areas of your life, and especially this year, work on interpersonal relationships. And I know you just had that question about a last – how'd you write it? Let me look in the chat room here. committed love relationship. I'm not talking here about committed love relationship. We'll talk about that in a minute. I pulled cards for that. But what to focus on this year? Balancing all the areas of your life and working on friendships. So relationships that are not romantic relationships, but I'm talking about your friends, and really putting energy into that. And also, you know, letting your hair down, having fun, you know, and that's part of the balancing act here is to, you know, all work and no play. And then the opposite is true, you know, all play and no work. You know, I mean, you got to have it all balanced out. That's what's showing up. And continuing this theme of friendships, it's also what to look out for, because you're going to have a friendship that is going to be, that's going to unexpectedly and abruptly change. It's going to end. I mean, the circumstances with that relationship with this person, it's just, I don't know how to describe it here, but it's like, it's going to be unexpected. You're not going to see it coming. And so what you need to look out for is you need to not be shaken up by this. You know, we're warning you ahead of time that this is going to happen. It could happen in 2 months. It could happen at the end of the year, in the summer. God knows when this is going to happen. But don't be taken aback by it. That's what to look out for. Look out for this to happen. And don't let it ruffle your feathers. And the thing is, if you follow the advice of the center card talking about what to focus on, and all year long you're focusing on new friendships, strengthening current friendships, and so forth. When this happens, it won't be so bad because you've strengthened your friendships and built new ones, and you're expanding your friendship base, and you see what I mean? It won't affect you as badly if you follow the advice of the first two cards that came up. Okay, so before we go to our question, you want to do the crystal for Julia before we go to the question? Oh, cool.
Yeah, really amazing, Julia. The crystal that comes up is Morganite. There couldn't be a better stone for you to work Ooh. With this year. It's a Morgan. Heart chakra stone. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a pink colored version of beryl. You know, beryl's a stone that has ancient roots. They all do have ancient roots, but it's mentioned in the Bible and all kinds of stuff. But Morganite, you know, it really helps us with our sensitivity and our gentleness, our empathy, our compassion, and also how to be vulnerable and not feel like afraid of expressing our vulnerability. It's also a stone of self-forgiveness. And it's a great stone, whether this applies or not, this is good for everybody to know, but it's a great stone to work with when it comes to healing emotional trauma. So, Julia, look into Morganite, Morganite. Beautiful stone, and I think it's going to help you as you encounter all these things that Dax is talking about in the reading he gave you. Thanks for the question.
I think that's amazing, you know, how that fits up, fits in. I can't think of the way to say it, but I mean, it just, you know, fits perfectly with what's going on with her, and she needs to be heart-centered and celebrating and having balance in her life and strengthening her interpersonal relationships. And as far as the big relationship, which is her question that she's asking about, that can happen this year.
Yeah.
The very first card I get is the Ace of Cups, and I get the Ace of Wands.
Wonderful.
Too.
Wow.
You know, so it's right there, Julia. It's ready to come through, and I'm getting the Six of Cups too, and that's a card of nostalgia. I have a feeling that the person you end up with might be somebody from childhood. It might be someone from your past, or somebody that you know from your past gets you in touch with the person you end up getting involved with. So be on the lookout for that. Now, how can we make this happen? Okay, the central focus, again, is harmony and balance. Okay, so it's like a huge theme here where I was talking about, you know, balancing the areas of your life. Something to look forward to is your finances finally balancing out. And then I talked about the friendships and also, you know, getting out there and enjoying yourself and stuff like that. What's going to allow you to have this more permanent relationship is that whole thing, that balancing. You know, it's balancing all the areas of your life, and you know, creating that harmony allows this to come in. And it, you know, it's really ready to happen because you got one cycle ending and another cycle is beginning here in the cards. So there you go. I hope that helped you out, Julia. Julia's in our chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat.
Yay.
So we're going to hear back from Julia in a second here, Mary. She's typing.
Awesome.
And she says, beautiful messages. Thank you so much. And so that's another way that you
welcome.
Can chat. Yeah. That's another way you can talk to us, chat with us, and ask questions and ask for a reading even is in the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat. We're in there every Friday and Saturday. So let's see. What time is it? Ooh, we're way past the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
You want to do?
Can you?
Do we want to do upcoming shows?
Why don't we tell people what is coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network?
Yeah. So tomorrow, Sunday, January 26th, it's how to receive downloads from Universal Consciousness. I just love that. And I'm not even sure what it exactly means, but I want to hear it. And it's Sharona Rapsik on her show, Magic Universe with Sharona. That's tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. She'll also be taking your calls for Tarot Mini Readings live on air. And then, of course, it's a double feature every Monday, January 27th, Wisdom of Your Soul with Janice Fuchs. And Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn, Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance. And Catherine is continuing her series on living a purpose-filled life. And then I'll be back on Friday, January 31st. It is the last day of January already. Oh, my God,
wow.
Mary. I feel like my life is just slipping away. It's just insane.
Like,
oh,
what
my God.
Happened?
And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Dr. Rose and I are doing, by popular request, the four steps to the law of attraction and the tarot cross of manifestation. So that's what we're doing on Friday. And then Saturday you'll be back. It'll be February already, February 1st, the Mystical Music Show with host Mary Brown. Yes. And you're going to be talking about how to use crystal grids. Another
yes.
thing I have no
how
clue
you,
about, but I want to know about.
You'll love it. You will love it because you're so into sacred geometry. We're going to just talk about that a little bit, and that's it, how you use sacred geometry when you're using crystals anyways, and especially when
there
you're doing grid work. So I think you'll love that, and I will have a special announcement on that episode too.
Woohoo! And for that, February 1st, and let's see, go back to the phone lines here. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 828. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Danielle. I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Awesome.
Roanoke.
Hi, Danielle. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy winter solstice.
Yes, it's exciting.
Awesome.
So
Mary's going to do your New Year's reading, something to watch out for, something to focus on, and something to look forward to.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's see what comes up for you for 2020. All right. So something to look out for. We have the Justice card that comes up with that. And something to, and so that to me is kind of interesting. So look out for the Justice card. So what does that mean? Balance, fairness, equanimity, equal partnerships, that kind of thing. Make sure that you're not, it's so funny, I'm going to say this, make sure that you don't, that your relationships with other people, your interactions with other people don't get out of balance. You know, make sure that, you know, you get your fair share. All right. Make sure that there's fair treatment. Also, the world around you. You know, when you see something that you know is just unjust, not fair, out of balance, you know, you may feel, you know, like getting involved. Sometimes people don't feel like getting involved, but if it's a year where you see something like that and you do feel like getting involved, I think it's a good year to kind of right the balance. And so that's actually, you know, kind of a cool card as far as what to look out for. It makes it sound like this is your year to be a superhero, you know, righting the wrongs. And then what to focus on. One of my favorite cards in the deck comes up, and that is the Queen of Cups. I love the Queen of Cups. Are you a water sign? Do you know?
No, but in my numerology, my life lesson is the Queen of Cups.
Oh, my gosh. Because I was going to say, if you're a water sign, this could be saying, like, focus on yourself, right? This is a great year.
I have a
you know,
Scorpio
so, like,
moon.
Ah, there we go. There's a little bit of, the moon is really important, you know, in our charts. And so, but basically to me, the Queen of Cups, I think of her as the coping queen. I feel like, you know, she's sensitive, even sometimes psychically sensitive as well, cares about others, and is receptive. And I feel like that's the big part of it is that receptivity. So focus on being receptive, you know, being, you know, able to accept, you know, gifts and offers that come your way. And at the same time, you know, she's a lover. She loves. So it's a good year to, like, focus on, you know, that heart center. And the card that comes up in the last position for what can you look forward to, I'll tell you, it's a head scratcher. This is really interesting. What can you look forward to? I get the Three of Swords. Okay. And sometimes the Three of Swords comes up and we're like, I don't want that. What? But it's a three. It's about creativity. It's the swords. It's happening on the mental plane. Mental creativity, your thoughts and ideas. You could come up with some great creative ideas this year. Okay. So that's what you can look forward to. Also, the other thing about the Three of Swords to me, it talks about, like, adjusting our perspective. So there may be new perspectives that you come in contact with that really maybe bring out creative ideas for you. So I think it's a great year mentally. You know, in the end, when we talk about mental creativity and creating ideas, thoughts, and plans. And the crystal that I got for you is one of my favorite crystals, and it's labradorite. And usually you can find labradorite pretty easily. It's usually pretty, you know, pretty affordable. Too, if you get like a little tumbled piece, you know, when it comes to crystals, it doesn't matter if they're big or small, they still do the job. And labradorite is a stone of awakening within ourselves, our mystical and magical and psychic abilities. It's a wonderful healing crystal as well that helps stimulate our confidence. It stimulates also coincidence and synchronicity. So don't be surprised if you start working with labradorite this year that you're going to have all kinds of things like come in sync, a lot of things that are coincidences. I put that in quotes. I'm making air quotes as I talk over the phone, and it's really kind of not getting across. But it's just a wonderful stone. And it also has the ability to release our mental, physical, spiritual blockages. Anywhere that you have felt like, oh, I can't make progress, or I'm not making progress as quickly as I want to, labradorite is a great stone to work with. So that is your crystal of the year and your New Year's reading.
Wow, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Did you have any other questions, Danielle?
Well, I'm in a relationship that has been the Three of Swords energy and Nine of Swords and the Five of Swords energy that I've been dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And it's becoming more increasingly difficult to deal with, and we live together, but I don't know where else to go, and I have a disability, meaning I have a limited income, and so I can't roommate with just anybody either. And if he can't make positive changes in the next couple months, then I need to leave, but I don't know where to go. What advice do you have on that?
Yeah, you definitely have to get out of there. The Ten of Cups is talking about getting into a more idyllic situation. And there are some people, I'm getting the High Priestess and the Hierophant. And it's fascinating in the Waitsmith version of the deck, Mary, if you look at the Hierophant, you look at the High Priestess, it looks like almost the same card, except for you've got the female in the High Priestess, whereas you have the male in the Hierophant. But both of them have the two columns, you know, they're smack dab in the middle of the columns there, you know, and the High Priestess is more about listening to your intuition, whereas the Hierophant is the word for it.
Mentor.
The organizations that already exist that are out there. In other words, there's help out there for you. You just got to ask people, and ask those people to tell you who to ask those other people to ask the other people. It may take some work, you know, but there is help out there. That's what this is indicating. You want to listen to your gut instinct that you've really got to get out of there. And the Hierophant, you know, seeking counsel from, God, I'm having a hard time describing this, Mary. It's the, you know, Hierophant is, you know, ritual and routine and religious guidance and authority. It often comes up.
Community.
Talking about large institutions, community. And especially religious community, you know. So it could be pointing you towards, you know, getting in touch with your clergy, okay? It could be talking about government departments, institutions, what have you, that help people with these issues, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting. Mary, are you getting anything else?
Yeah, you know, the Hierophant, you know, it's like you're talking about, and it doesn't always come up with the Hierophant for me, but I just keep thinking, like, you know, don't lose faith with this difficult situation you're in. And, yeah, like, there's a helpful person out there. It could be,
yeah,
like,
that's
someone
a good one.
Who...
Don't lose faith, because it is a card of faith. In fact, in some more modern tarot decks, the Hierophant card is called the faith card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it could be simple as like a helpful pastor that knows someone that could hook you up with a better situation than you're in right now. You know, it might be initially, you know, not replacing a relationship, but maybe, you know, finding a roommate that can be, you know, helpful to you, you know. So it might be like, you know, baby steps with this, but yeah,
that's right.
You know. You need the change.
Yeah,
you need a roommate that's making good choices.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny.
Oh, mm-hmm. I just wanted to add really quickly, you know, the labradorite stone that came up also has a lot of protective quality to it. It's an interesting stone that has this iridescence to it, and it goes dark mm-hmm. when we're around negativity. So I think that would be a great stone, like that it kind of changes color when there's, like, you know, as a warning to you.
Yeah, and what I wanted to say was that I had a friend that was recently in a very similar situation, and they ended up having to go down a different route than they originally thought. See, the thing is that you got to think outside the box on these kind of things, and that's why it's really important to seek out, like, clergy or you know, somebody else to help you that can look at the problem from a different perspective and not have the preconceived notions that you have. Like, I'm not saying, you know, that she has this. I'm saying that, you know, like, for instance, you might have it in your mind that, okay, I have this roommate situation. I got to move. I got to find this perfect, idyllic, permanent roommate situation. Whereas the way you really get out of this difficulty is you end up going into a temporary housing situation, and then from there to another temporary before you finally get to your permanent living situation. And that's exactly what happened with my friend. My friend was, you know, in a bad living situation, and they were freaking out, and that, you know, they had to find, you know, something else, but they were so focused on the permanent that I was like, when they came to me, I was like, okay, stop worrying about that right now. You need to get out of this situation now. So what you do is you contact all your friends and say, hey, I got a couch surf. Let me stay 3 weeks with Joan. Then I'm going to go over to Bill's house and stay 4 weeks there or 2 weeks. And then I'm going to go over to Fred's house for a week or two or three. And while I'm doing this, moving around, I'm looking for the permanent situation, you know. Whereas he was trying to get to the permanent situation instantly from the situation he was in now. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly Danielle's situation, but the whole idea is the thinking outside the box, looking for alternatives. It may not happen the way you think it's going to happen, and getting help from other people, seeking out your clergy or, you know, wise, trusted friends. And there's people there to help you, even if you have to go to governmental institutions to get the help. So there you go. Okay, so we gotta rush because we're already past the top of the hour here. You want to take another call or two, or
yeah, let's
what's
take
your time
one more.
Like, Mary? Okay, we'll take
I'm
one more here.
Good.
Yeah, this is kind of fun doing it this way, isn't it? Let's see
it
who's
is.
The very next caller that's been waiting the longest, a really long time. It looks like area code. Oh, I've never heard this one before. Area code 954. Caller, where are you? And what's your name?
Yes, hi. I live in New York, but I have a Florida phone number. I used to live there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, Florida.
My name is 954. Yeah, my name is Sharon.
Sharon? Hi, Sharon.
Yes.
So
hi, how are you?
Real...
Sharon.
Great. Yeah, Happy New Year. I'm going
to
give you your New Year's reading real quick. And then,
okay.
And then Mary's going to do your crystal. And then if you have a question that you'd like us to pull cards on afterwards, we could do that as well.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
something to look forward to, I'm seeing travel in your future. Especially... overseas travel, especially.
That's so correct. That is so correct.
Yay!
I can't believe that. That's that's awesome.
And so, that's the something to look forward card that I got. Something to focus on. I got the Sun card. Oh, another great card to get. You know, this is a card of fulfillment and accomplishment, success, love, joy, good relationships, confidence, energy. This year, that's what you need to be focusing on, Sharon, is everything you do should be focused on. And it's interesting because the two other cards are wands cards. It's fire. It's passion. Following your passions, okay? So the sun card, what to focus on is that's it. That's what you need to focus on. Everything you do this year should be either following your passions, leading to ultimate fulfillment, success, or just, out and out enjoyment, like the travel. Okay,
right.
That's what you should be doing this year, seeking that fulfillment. And what to look out for? The Two of Wands. This is really interesting, as a what to look out for. I did the little, when I first saw this, I did the little puppy dog thing, where they kind of like tilt their head to the left, like, what? Scooby-Doo. because this is a card about having a generous disposition. It's about patience, waiting for your ship to come in. It's about new ventures and new partnerships. So, what do you mean something to look out for? Okay, so it's another wands card. It's following your passions. So, that sun card, what to focus on, creating that fulfillment and everything like that. As you go through this year, when you do have new things, I feel like new opportunities are going to present themselves, new ventures, things like that, that will allow you to have yet, more fulfillment, accomplishment, and success with that sun card. But what to look out for is, as you go into these things, sometimes it's going to involve partnering with other people, and this is where you need to kind of look further, okay, and be really, really careful. Any kind of partnership or working with other people in these areas as you move into especially new ventures of any kind or anything along those lines. So that's what I'm getting for, something to look forward to, something to focus on, and something to watch out for. And then Mary's going to do your crystal.
Okay. Hi. And the crystal that comes up for you is called Euclase. Euclase. It's actually a silicate of beryllium and aluminum, and it's a type of datolite. So it's not really all that well known. You can find pieces of it, but to me, what's really coming through is the message about it. This is a stone of happiness, and it really encourages us to remember that lessons that we've learned in the past can guide our future. It's a stone of, it's kind of funny, but of intuitive intelligence, okay? And it's really kind of interesting because it's a stone that can actually increase the synchronicities happening in our life. So don't be surprised if things start, just kind of syncing up with each other this year for you. And the other thing about Euclase is kind of interesting is that it is about, helping your life to move in the direction that your heart is moving, So it's really telling us if we want happiness, we do need to be following our heart. And you're going to see things fall into place with that. It's also a stone that can bring us a real deep sense of peace and inner strength and inner clarity. And I think it's going to be a great year for you, really, with this coming up for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
really thinking that, wow, it's going to be such a great year, Sharon.
Oh, that's so nice. I am going to be visiting my son in England, so I am My son's going to be graduating from Oxford University, so we plan on going to Greece afterwards. So that travel was like right on. Yeah.
Wow.
I just wanted to ask you. I'm currently very disenchanted with my job, and I am looking for new employment. Do you see that coming in finances, employment, or because to be doing all
right.
this, I think I'll need some finances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to travel?
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Yeah, we could pull some cards on that for sure. Yeah. And
okay.
You know, that's the thing is that central focus card, you know, what to focus on. And we got that sun card, you know, and it's ultimate fulfillment, success, so forth. Is, you know, that's what you want to work on this year. And, you know, that would require you to, if you're not happy in your career or your current situation, job-wise or career-wise or business-wise, that's what you need to focus on this year. That's what it's saying. You need to focus on that. And everything you do, it's got to be for the ultimate success, the ultimate fulfillment. In other words, you don't just take a job because that job is going to give you better income. It's
mm-hmm.
got to be emotionally fulfilling is what we're looking for here. Are you pulling cards too, Mary, on this thing?
Yes, I pulled a few cards on this job career finance situation. Well, what's really interesting is the Six of Swords and the World card were the first two cards to come up, world travel, literally, right? But the other thing, too, Six of Swords uh-huh. to me kind of carries a healing energy. So we get past the rough seas and we're in smooth sailing, basically. And how do we accomplish that? Two of Pentacles comes up. That's a card of multitasking, you know? So I feel that, like, you know, you're sick of the job. But instead of like having one job replace another, it might be a combination. Might be doing a couple of things that you actually, you know, aren't sick of, that you actually do enjoy doing. The King of Wands comes up in the end here. So that could represent somebody that's going to be helpful, maybe somebody who is going to give you an opportunity. King of Wands, it could be a fire sign man, doesn't have to be. But,
Mm-hmm. That's true, because my son wants me to partner, and it's funny you should say partner. He wants me to partner with a lady doing consultation, tutoring, English. So I'm thinking that, but then again, maybe I should be aware of that in a way and just be a little bit, but it's, everything
yeah,
you said was so
said
right
about,
on.
Yeah, remember that last card that I got, you know, talking
mm-hmm.
about what to look out for, and it's being careful going into partnerships with other people. You know, that said,
mm-hmm.
the cards I'm getting cards like that. I'm getting the Queen of Wands and the Queen of Cups coming in. And it looks like ultimately that's what you're supposed to do. The Wheel of Fortune card shows up, which says that, you know, fortune is going to be turning in your favor with this. Very interestingly, too, that last card that we were just talking about that was the answer to the question, something to look out for, that Two of Wands, I get the Three of Wands as the first card in this spread. So it's like a continuation of that. It's the very next card. It's the fulfillment of the partnership, which leads to your ship coming in, so to speak. So there's your answer right there. Yeah. Oh, and by
you guys
the way,
are amazing.
Mary got funny thing is, Mary got the Two of Pentacles, and I got the Two of Pentacles as well. It showed up in my spread
wow.
too. So there's further confirmation. So I hope that helped you out there, Sharon.
Oh, yes. Oh, my
Thanks
goodness. Thank you so much. Many blessings. You guys are amazing. You hit every nail on the head. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
And the rest of the year, Happy New Year, Sharon. Boy, Mary, I love when we're dead on.
That is It's so cool. And the part that really gets me is like when we do get the same cards like that, and I'm here in Texas,
oh, yeah,
and you're there in Arizona, and it's like, how does it happen? It always reminds us, you know.
The universe winking at us, you know.
Exactly.
It's saying, see, this stuff works. Confirmation, confirmation. Yeah. So you can always book a private reading with us if you'd like more time, and you know, maybe you don't want to air your dirty laundry, you know, live on air here. So Mary's page is psychictalk.net/Mary. You can go over and book a session with her. I've got a page there. I've also got a page on the Tarot Guild site, thetarotguild.com/Dax. You can book a session with me over there. Awesome stuff. Okay. So if we didn't get your call today, remember you can call in on Sharona's show, Magic Universe, tomorrow. And then there's Monday's show. And then I'll be back on Friday. And yeah. Lots of opportunities to call in. This was fun, Mary. God, I want to do this every week now. I love pulling the three cards, getting the New Year's reading, and then.
Yeah,
it's funny.
This was a lot of fun. And I'll see everybody next Saturday for the Mystical Musings show. And then you
That's
and I will be back this Saturday after that. Yes, we're going to be – it's gritting season.
Yeah. But, when we come back for our first show together in February, it's choosing your first tarot deck. We get that question all the time. How do you choose your first tarot deck? So we're going to be covering that. I'm looking forward to that episode.
Me too.
Awesome sauce. Well, everybody have a great weekend. We want to thank all of our callers and listeners because we don't have a show without you. And I want to thank Mary for being here. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, and thank you, Dax, and thanks to everybody that asked questions in the chat room or just followed along in chat on the tarotguild.com. And
yeah, the chat room
everybody
started to heat up a little bit finally.
Yes, join the tarotguild.com if you haven't. It's free. Why not? What are you waiting for?
That's right. That's right. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Mary.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Good night, Grandpa.
Thank you.